You can see for many miles from the summit, but it helps when you're looking across the flattest state. Still, it's a view people from around the world come to see, and it's today's American countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition, it's who they've always been. Visit agroliquid.com.
Looking for potassium options to feed your crop? Well, potash is cheap, right? Wait. The slow breakdown and subsequent lack of nutrient availability of dry potash applied in the spring means that's money wasted. Wouldn't you rather spend your money on something that's going to impact this year's crop? Actually feed your plants the nutrition they need? Take a look at SureK by AgroLiquid. Designed as a full-season, planter-time potassium source, SureK can be applied in furrow, strip-till, 2x2, side-dress, broadcast on small grains and forage crops, and as a foliar. Find out more about SureK at agroliquid.com.
Out here, music has no fences. This is The Farm on My Farm Radio.
Don't rock the jukebox.
Country music picked exclusively for and by you, the American farmer.
I got friends in low place.
The music you want and the ag information from Farm Journal you need. The Farm on My Farm Radio.
To get The Farm on your phone, go to myfarmradio.com.
There's a good chance I'll never reach the highest mountain peak in the world, but I have climbed the highest peak in Kansas. It's Mount Sunflower, located on Ed Harold's ranch.
He said you need to start keeping a registration up there so you know how many people come up there, because before that we didn't have any.
So Ed put a mailbox at the summit, which is really just a long gravel lane leading up the gently rising slope of a western Kansas hill. But it is the highest point. And that attracts about 2,000 to 3,000 people per year.
You know, we've had people here from foreign countries and that sort of thing. It's just interesting to see how they decide to come. You know, somebody will say, I've been driving by the sign on I-70 for years and decided that I was just going to take the time to go there.
The registry inside the mailbox at the summit is a treasure trove of people's stories crisscrossing the nation, many with unique and humorous stories of their climb to the highest point in the nation's flattest state. Ed enjoys describing the view from the top.
Well, you can see all the way to Colorado, which is about a little less than a half a mile away, if you know where you're looking. You can see for miles.
You can see our trek to the top by downloading the My Farm TV app and clicking on the American Countryside tab. Why do people come here? Well, Ed doesn't exactly know, but they do keep coming, more each year.
Then they say it's just flat and there's nothing there. And maybe to break the monotony, they decide that they're going to go visit Mount Sunflower to say they were there.
Mount Everest it is not, but fun it is on the slopes of this Kansas mountain. Traveling the countryside at Mount Sunflower, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.